listening to the Local Bar Podcast with your host, Chad Alexander. Come on in. We have a lot of friends we want you to meet.
Greetings, my friends. Again, from beautiful downtown Columbia, South Carolina. This is the Local Bar. I am your host, Chad Alexander, and of all the places you could be, you have decided to spend a little bit of your time today. For that, we are incredibly grateful. I have stumbled upon a Fitbit. I have one now. I wasn't so sure about having one. For those of you who don't know, there's these little things that fit on your wrist that tell you how fat you are. I call mine a Fatbit. It tells you if you're moving enough during the day. It's a really nice one, really nice one. It feels a little bit right now, though, like a handcuff on my horrible lifestyle. Like there's no way I can get around it. My Fitbit and my phone now tell me how horrible I am living. So I don't know. I'm gonna keep up with this thing for right now, but I'm gonna tell you. You want to see how out of shape you are? Don't just walk up some stairs. Wear a Fitbit for a day. It'll scare the crap out of you. And gonna tell you that I'm not sure if I'm gonna have a love or hate relationship with this thing just yet. But head on for a few days. I've got an opinion of it, but I'm gonna wait because we're only 5 days into this thing. I'm gonna wait a couple weeks, and I'm gonna maybe share with you what you think. If you've got one, I'm curious. If you still have it and still love it, if it's something that you've gotten rid of, I want to hear your stories. Shoot them over to localbarmail@gmail.com. I'm going to do a show in a few weeks with someone, if everything goes through, that does fitness work and all that kind of jazz. And I'd love to hear your stories, good and bad, about this joker or any other kind of device where you've tried to really monitor what you do. Please send those in, localbarmail@gmail.com. Speaking of the show, thank you for all those that have written in. I got an email from someone that's like, well, so when exactly is your show going to come out each week? I am sorry that over the past few weeks has seemed a little bit like what you may get during the holidays. I seem to have been on track better during the holidays. Starting the new job and being gone on my vacation 2 weeks ago, leaving for Atlanta today, and then heading to another conference the next week, has kind of thrown my show off. And normally, I'll give you a little production behind the scenes. Normally, I have like a couple of interviews together, and then what I do is I will I'll just kind of pick the one that goes with where I want to go. I mean, I do keep them kind of timely, but I do pick the one where I want to go, and then we throw it out there. Lately, though, I've had some cancellations. I mean, it just happens. And I had a guy that was going to come on this week that I was really excited about. He had a last-minute change, which just tends to happen. He's going to be on in a couple of weeks. Another one, like Hank Thorpe, that I really have enjoyed. I've never actually talked to this guy before, but I reached out to him and asked him if he'd be on the show, and he said he'd love to. So if you are a Frog Pants listener, I'm just going to tease it a little bit and tell you maybe one of them. So, but I do want to thank those of you that are part of the Fishbowl Radio Network that listen to all of the above radio. The listenership of this podcast has gone up immensely. And so I'm greatly, greatly appreciative of my kind brother over there, Hank Thorpe, and pointing his cast of characters towards me. If you have not listened to All of the Above Radio, you can find it on iTunes. It is a wonderful show. It's a blast, and Hank does one heck of a job. He's a guy that I really looked up to when I wanted to start podcasting, and he kind of got me going on it, and I really do appreciate everything that he's done, especially in promoting my show. So thank you to Hank, and thank you to all of those fans of All of the Above Radio that now sit with us and have a drink with us at the local bar. We really appreciate love having you around. If you want to be a part of the show, feel free to send an email, localbarmail@gmail.com. I get a lot of questions about Twitter. I have not put together an official local bar Twitter account. I do go by my own Twitter account, but I don't post much. I do a lot of sharing, though, of some other cool things that I see. If you just want somebody else to follow on Twitter, feel free to follow me on my personal account. It's very simple, Chad4224. That's it, at Chad4224, 4224. So just I had a chance to sit and talk with a friend of mine just a few moments ago. I live in kind of a funny place now. I live right down the street from my daughter now. I think you've all heard this, that I moved back down five blocks down the street from where my ex-wife and my daughter live. And we have a neat situation just because we all get along, and it gives me a chance to really do some cool things with my daughter that time and space did not allow me to. But one of the funny things is the people that I've come back in contact with. I mean, I'm back in my old neighborhood that I used to live in. A lot of people have moved, a lot of people around, some of the same familiar faces as I'm, you know, running in the afternoon by people's street, by people's houses. But there's this guy that lived across the street from us, catty corner from us. His name was Andy, works for the radio station, awesome dude. He had like 50 million cats, and they're big, fat babies, all of them just babies. So we would have to go over there and babysit these cats whenever he'd have a remote somewhere, you know, hard work in radio life where they'd send him to Jamaica for a week with like a morning crew to act a fool. He'd always bring us back like the best rum and stuff, though. I loved it. But he's a really cool guy. But he moved down the street years ago, but back before we separated. And then there was this other guy that I worked with that I really liked and spent a good bit of time with, but at work, but not so much outside of work, Michael, who is a caterer, is opening up his own catering company, very smart guy, wonderful chef. And the two of us worked together at one of my previous jobs, and he and I worked in the same building together. Michael now lives directly behind me in our little apartment compound that we have here, just like kind of like a little townhomes, and he lives right behind me. Andy lives directly beside me. So it's really funny. Like I'm around these guys. It's always funny who cycles back into your life. You know, a lot of times you got these friends that you want to be the ones that come back into your life, and every now and then it's some other clown that was, you know, maybe a secondary character in your life. No offense to these jacklegs, but they, you know, they weren't people that I hung out with every night. There's nice guys that I would come across every now and then. Michael and I had to, you know, we worked together, and we had some projects and stuff we had to deal with, and I really like him a lot. But it's just funny that they come back around, and it's hilarious. And then, you know, as I'm sitting talking to both of them today, like Bryn and I are walking by, you know, Andy lived across the street from us back before Bryn was born. So it's really kind of funny. He still has those cats, same freaking cats. And we'll go by and say hello to him, and it's just neat. And, you know, we talk on a different level now because I got a kid. But, you know, running into Michael and sharing old war stories with him and seeing how things are going and talking to him about ideas he's got for his new place. I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's fantastic. And, you know, it's one of those things that make you realize that life is funny. You know, it really is. Life, the way that it works, the people that come back into your life, maybe it's not always the ones that you're gunning for, but it's got a way of bringing some really cool people back around to you. Yeah, I think about this a lot as a guy that's starting everything back over, that's getting back into, you know, changing jobs and where he lives and relationships and not that big of a change. But it's fun now that I'm getting back into healthcare now. I'm running back into these people again, some people that I really, really enjoyed being around, a couple folks I didn't. But it's always funny how life will do that to you. Guest this week is kind of a someone that's going through that now. You know, when I was a kid, I had to grow up with something that was kind of very, very strange. Like we had to move, and the Methodist Church, my dad's a Methodist preacher, moves their preachers like once every 4 years or so. They kind of don't do it as bad now, but they used to. A lot of people don't like that philosophy. I will debate you any day of the week and twice on Sundays why it's very, 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 very important to have preachers do this, because it brings in fresh ideas and keeps church from getting stale for a lot of folks. Although it's really easy for me to say that because I've had the same preacher for 38 years because I still have my dad. But it's hard, though, when you're a kid and you're living in the parsonage and you're having to move and you are the new face in the lunchroom four different times. You know, it was really tough for me. We lived in Traveler's Rest, a city that's just as big as it sounds. And it was a neat place. We lived on the side of a beautiful mountain overlooking Furman University. great friends. My parents had some of their best friends they've ever had there. The schools were great. The church was our community. It was just a wonderful place to grow up. And I remember I was in fifth grade. My mom and dad came home one day and said, "Okay, just when I tell you we're moving." Like where? Like across the street? You know, the Johnsons still live there. What do you mean moving? Yeah, we're moving. We're moving 3 hours away. It was like somebody had set off a nuclear bomb in Traveler's Rest, which would have destroyed like five buildings. But I mean, like it was devastating to me. I think that, you know, my parents probably didn't do the best job just as a kid. I think they sheltered me too much from it with the idea that we could move one day. I guess they were just like, well, we'll just deal with it when it pops up. But it was horrible. I remember when we lived in Florence, that was the second place that we moved. We were there for 4 years. I was just getting into my stride, going through those weird middle school years you go through. I was a freshman, really involved with my Boy Scout troop, really involved with my youth group, had some friends that were a little bit older. Four of the best friends I've ever had in my life, created this awesome five-some that we had. John, Jason, Daniel, and Breck. You know, I'll never forget those guys as long as I live. And I had this like really nice circle around me, and it was time to move. Like it or not, Chad, you're going to move. And I remember Sarah Whetstone, my youth group leader that I just think the world of. I think about her even to this day. There was this one day she sat me down. I was like, "Chad, are you okay?" It's like, you know, the light in your eyes is just a little dimmer. And I told her I was fine, but I'll tell you that she was right, and I knew she was right. That move killed a little bit of something inside of me, and what it was that fear of starting all over again. You know, when you go from one school to the next growing up, maybe even college and all that stuff, you got friends and you got faces that go with you, but when you're the brand new kid in the lunchroom, in a brand new town, those faces, there's not a familiar one around for zip codes. And it's a very scary, scary feeling. I did it a couple of times. And I'll tell you, we left Florence, we did this other little town that it was whatever it was. And then I got out of there, got the heck out of there, got to Charleston as soon as I could. And it's one of those things that it was really scary. You know, you can make the decision to change in a coin flip, but not the whole process takes longer than that. More on that in a little bit. But I will tell you, I had this neat thing the other day. My girlfriend Courtney and I were at my daughter's soccer game. Her son and one of his good buddies, Carson, came down. They're great kids. They're funny. They're boys. You know, they're just into crap, and they're a trip. But they came by, and we came by the place here, and they saw the studio and saw the microphones and wanted to jump in and get involved in something. So they all sat around. It was really cute. All the kids sitting around here recording stuff. Most of it was junk. Most of it was crap. But it's stuff that I'll probably use and embarrass them when they're like graduating high school or getting married and stuff like that. But they're really good kids, and they're a lot of fun to be around. And Carson is moving. And so it was really neat for me to be sitting across from something that reminded me of where I was 30 years ago. God. And the whole idea of moving and changing. And so we all started talking because they wanted to record something. And, you know, it's one of those things, talk goes in, podcast comes out. You can't explain that. You know, it's one of those moments. And we really had a good time. So I wanted to share this with you. And talk with you a little bit more about what I was saying a few seconds ago. But these guys are hilarious. I hope that you enjoy these chuckleheads as much as I enjoyed listening with them. Because I'm going to tell you, it's always amazing whenever I do talk to kids, the stuff that I'm reminded of that may seem simple. You know, we always say that about kids. Oh, it's out of the mouths of babes. All that simple and naivete that lives there sometimes reminds us of the most basic human elements. But you know what? Every now and then they say something that's just absolutely profound. And it just comes from the way they look at things. And it's a reminder of how you should be. I kind of had that moment with these jacklegs. And I hope you enjoy it. So here's our interview. I'll talk to you on the other side of the break.
Driving through the city tonight, through the
With me this week are a few special guests that we have. We were sitting around and we decided to do something a little bit different this week. So we're bringing on a couple of folks. First of all, ma'am, would you like to introduce yourself and introduce your friends?
I am Brent.
And Brent, I'm just curious, how many times have you been on this podcast now?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot. Okay. And who's that sitting over to your right?
Ryan.
Ryan, how you doing?
Good.
Ish. All right, that's excellent. And then across from you, what's his name?
Carson,
that's right. Carson, what's going on with you tonight, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
So I'm sitting around the table with a few folks. Everyone who's listened to this show for a while knows who Bryn is, my beautiful daughter, who had a soccer game tonight, led her team to a victory by winning the game and scoring the final shot. But Daddy was more impressed because of how tough she played. But over with us tonight are Ryan and Carson. Ryan, you are 10. Carson, you are?
11.
11, okay. So I'm curious, gentlemen, fifth grade?
Yes.
Sixth grade? Both of you in fifth grade?
Both fifth grade.
What's the, tell me about the state of fifth grade nowadays. You've got people like Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, people like that running for president. We've got all these major issues going on. What everyone really wants to know is, what is the most important thing going on in fifth grade nowadays?
Art.
Okay. I'm glad our priorities are there. How is art going? Is art something that you love?
Art is something that a lot of people do in our grade.
What do you mean?
We all like draw and we paint and we all do different things with art.
What's your favorite thing to draw?
Eyeballs and people.
What's the coolest thing you've seen somebody draw that's not you?
An elf.
An elf? Please describe. Remember, this is not video. You got to tell somebody.
It was my friend Noah. He actually drew an elf, and it was fairly very good. It was anime, and it was shaded and everything.
Ryan, how about you? Are you a drawer? I know you're into a lot of other stuff, but are you a drawer, or do you like it? What's the deal?
I mean, I like it. I'm not the best at it.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I have the good drawings and I have the bad ones.
My stick figures have scoliosis, so I'm not a good artist at all. But is art a big subject for you?
Not really. I mean, if we're in class and something and I'm bored, I'll like get a sheet of paper out and draw something, keep me entertained. But class gets boring sometimes, so you gotta do it.
Bryn, do you like art?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about art?
We have Play-Doh, we have Michaels, we have stuff you can do quests and stuff with Play-Doh.
That's right. Now, Ryan, you're an athlete. You played baseball for a long time. You've done some things before. You're kind of taking a break from baseball right now. We were at Bryn's soccer game tonight, and I saw you guys like messing around and stuff like that. Do you miss playing sports? As a guy that's in fifth grade, when you quit playing sports, do you feel like you're a little disconnected from the guys you're on the team with? Is that something you miss, or do you kind of like taking a break from it right now?
Right now, I like taking a break. I don't know. I just don't have to worry about going to practices like 3 times a week. You just sit around home.
So when you're playing, because you play travel ball, you guys went to the, correct me if I'm wrong, but y'all went to the World Series in Texarkana. Is that where it was?
That was actually in Coach's Pitch when I played All-Stars. But okay. Travel ball, the furthest we went was probably Myrtle Beach. But Coach's Pitch, so we went to Texarkana.
But yeah, you've played in some big league teams. Is it really strenuous? I mean, did it take a lot of, I mean, fifth grade, is it like a lot of like time outside of school and everything in order to get ready for that?
Well, it's actually not bad. But you just go to practices and stuff. But like, our practices started at like 5 o'clock and went on to like 7, but they weren't too bad.
Now, Carson,
I just didn't really enjoy it.
I got you. Did you play ball as well?
I'll play it with like my neighbors, but I did not play on any teams.
Gotcha. So are you artist at heart then? Is that kind of your milieu?
I'm like pretty much 45% art and then like the other percent. I don't feel like doing math.
That other percent, like that 60, okay, I gotcha, yeah. Math teacher sitting over on the side, her eyes are rolling out of the back of her head. But all right, so 45% art, and then the rest of the percentage is what? The other 87% is what now?
the other 87%. But the other 47%.
He just doesn't know his numbers.
Gotcha.
The other 760%.
55%.
65.
Bryn, this is getting a little out of control. Bryn, do y'all do math stuff at school yet? Do you do counting and stuff?
We still do counting and we still learn our letters.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, let's do you good with both?
Yes.
All right, good. All right, hey, fools, both of y'all. And you're getting like coached from the side. You know what? Forget it. The math part's gone. Y'all failed miserably. So, all right.
Yeah.
Now, how long have y'all been friends?
Fourth grade, because he came in fourth grade.
You I didn't know him. You moved that. Here from somewhere else, or what'd you do?
I moved here from outside of Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. So my sister's husband is from Memphis. No, I saw that y'all hired Tubby Smith over there. I don't know if you know this or not, but what was it like to move over here?
At first it was kind of like a little scary, but I was a little happy about it. But once we actually got here, I was like, this is nice.
Was it the first time you've ever moved anywhere?
No, it is not. I came from, I forgot where it is, but I came from Alabama.
Okay. How old were you when you moved from Alabama?
Numbers.
A zygote? Well, I have no idea. What now?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, we're talking.
I was like two or three.
Okay. So the first one you remember, though, was the move from Memphis here.
Yes.
Ryan, I'm curious. So this cat walks into your grade, fourth grade. You get this guy walking in. He looks kind of dorky like he does, but you look kind of dorky, too, so y'all kind of fit. What?
First off, I'm going to stop you right there. Who's dorky?
What was it like? When you met the new guy, what was it that made y'all friends from the beginning? What connected to y'all?
Well, at first we weren't really the best friends. We were at each other's throats all the time. But towards the end of fourth grade, we started to become friends, and we saw each other in the beginning of fifth grade, and we've just been friends ever since.
What was the thing that y'all used to fight about? Why'd you just because you weren't just jiving? Is that what it was?
It was just like completely different people at the time.
What, Carson, what was it like when you moved here? Did you feel like you're on a different planet? Like just the way people dressed, with the way they acted, did it all seem like really foreign to you?
I feel totally like, where am I?
Yeah.
Like, this is my first time being here, and I was like, I'm 2 hours away from the beach. Oh my gosh. Because I actually surf and skimboard, so.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I'm kind of happy about that.
That's cool. Now, you're moving again soon, though, right?
I am moving to Charlotte.
Oh, you are? Okay. I used to live in Charlotte. I don't know if you knew.
Very nice place, actually.
It's an awesome place. Yeah, it's a cool place. Bryn, do you like Charlotte? You go up there. You have a lot of friends that live in Charlotte, mm-hmm. don't you? What do you like the most about Charlotte? Who's up there? Who do you pull for that's up there? There's a football team up there.
There's a Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Go Panthers.
When was the last time you were in Charlotte? What did you do the last time you were in Charlotte? You dropped off some signs. Who did you drop them off to?
The cake man came to him because they lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you made them signs and took them to him, didn't you?
Yeah.
But you didn't see them, but who did you see?
We saw, but after we dropped off the signs trying to do something, we saw Greg Olsen and Jared Allen out from the Panthers.
That's awesome. My daughter knows that, and my girlfriend has no idea who she's talking about. So you're going to move to Charlotte. How are you feeling about moving?
I'm actually kind of happy about it because there's a BMX and a drag strip, which I'm actually going to be at. Me and Ryan are both most likely going to be at next weekend.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's a lot to do in Charlotte. It is a really cool place. Ryan, how do you feel about your buddy moving?
I don't know. I just don't know how much I'm going to get to see him anymore. I'll probably get to see him sometime soon when he moves. But it's just going to be different.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of things are you looking forward to? Like when you do get to go visit him in Charlotte and stuff, what are you thinking about?
Fun things, because like normally when you go on a fun trip like that and visit a friend, it's like you do more fun things. So I'm looking forward to that.
Why do you think that is?
Because every time I've been on a trip to visit a friend or something, like go to the beach, we always do a lot more than we do here at home.
Yeah, Carson, you the same way?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
What's your? You said you're. I know you're a water guy, but if away from the water, what kind of stuff do you like the most?
Riding bikes, hanging out with him, and playing video games.
That's cool. Cool thing about that is the video games, you can do stuff online, you know, nowadays. Back in my day, we didn't have the fancy video games online. We couldn't talk to each other. We had to send real mail, and it took 3 days. So y'all can,
oh,
like.
I know who that was,
Doofenshmirtz. It's definitely Doofenshmirtz, didn't it? It is funny, like how you have that ability, and it's cool that y'all have that. Ryan, you've been to Charlotte before. What kind of things do you want to take him to now that he's going to be living up there? What things y'all want to get into when he's up in Charlotte? You go and visit him.
Probably drag racing, because you got Z-Max Dragway up there, which is really fun.
That's a cool place.
Riding bikes and stuff.
Yeah. Carson, you're going to be in sixth grade. You're going to be starting your school. When are you moving?
At most likely a day or two after the end of the school year.
All right, let me ask you a question. You've moved a couple of times. Is it because of your parents' job?
Yes.
Which one, mom or dad?
Dad.
What does he do?
He's an auto parts salesman.
Okay. All right, gotcha. So he's moving. Is he going to work for Hendrick up there? He's an auto parts salesman. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm thinking Hendrick. Never mind.
Come on, man. Get your facts straight.
Hey, Hendrick's an auto. Doesn't your dad pull for Hendrick Auto Racing?
Maybe.
Oh, my gosh. What am I going to do with you? All right. So I have a question for you, though, and I'm just kind of curious. As a kid, I moved around a lot, too. And you're going into sixth grade. So I remember moving from a place from fifth grade to sixth grade. I'm just curious. Are you worried about anything?
Not necessarily.
Good.
I'll start this off. You've said that about 5 times already.
Well, I'm gonna say it a sixth time then. What? So you're cool with it? You're just excited about it? Looking forward to the new adventure?
50-50.
Gotcha.
What's that other 50?
Staying here.
Yeah.
With me.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm that good.
Yeah, maybe him, but yeah, it's hard. It's good that you're at 50% because. Hey, look, it's a coin flip. It's going to happen whether you like it or not, right? So you got to make it happen, yeah. You, how you feel about your boy moving? 50-50 as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
So what y'all going to do to make up that other 50%? How y'all going to keep in touch? I mean, what do fifth graders do nowadays? I mean, you have a phone unless you get in trouble, which is like every other day, and it gets taken from you. Carson, are you better about not getting stuff taken from you? Are you going to be able to, like, text him and stuff like that?
I'm worse than him.
Okay, so you two...
No, he gets his phone taken away every weekday and gets it back on weekends.
So you guys are going to have to use carrier pigeons like they used back in the 1700s or so. Y'all don't even know what that is, do you? So you're going to have to use, like, mail to
keep in touch.
Wait, you said 1700?
I need a bird.
All right, so that's what it is. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So, all right, so it's going to be hard. So, other than that, what do kids, y'all use different apps? What do you use to keep up with each other?
Most likely we could use computers.
Yeah, probably.
Bryn, what do you use to keep up with your friends?
FaceTime people.
You FaceTime people? That's awesome. So, maybe y'all ought to learn from the 5-year-old here. Maybe start FaceTiming and stuff.
We FaceTime every night. Just
well, yeah, well, okay. Yeah. Why don't you say it next time then? Yeah. I hear you.
Wait, there's gonna be a next time?
You never know.
Okay.
You never know. Well, first of all, thank you, gentlemen. And I use that term loosely for coming in here to the show tonight. Carson, we wish you the best of luck. Is there anything that you would like to share with the world before you leave here and go to the great world of Charlotte, North Carolina? Is there any wisdom that you would like to invoke on the folks of this listening audience?
Moving seems scary at first, but then once you get there and you settle down, it's nice.
Have fun.
That's pretty good. Ryan, you want to try to top that? Because you're not going to be able to, but you want to give it a shot?
Well, I'm not moving, and I'm not going to be able to top that because, you know, knowing this man, or girl, my bad. Yeah, he's smacking me over here. She, my bad. But, yeah, I ain't going to top that.
All right. Brandon, you got anything you want to say? What do you do whenever your friends move, or if you've ever had a friend that moved, what do you tell them?
That I'm going to miss them.
That's right. You always are, aren't you? Well, Carson, I'll tell you something. Anytime you come back in town, you're welcome here at the show. We want you to come back from the big city, Charlotte. Tell us what's going on in civilization. Fill us in, and we hope it all goes well for you, buddy. Absolutely. Thank you for being on the show, my man.
Thank you for having me.
Ryan, thank you for being on the show. podcast. Yeah, sure. Bryn, thank you too.
Thank you, Daddy.
Alright, I love you. Alright, see y'all later. On a garden neon street, that I care at all. It's been the best part of my losing streak in an army G for what I can't recall.
Those kids are hilarious. We had a good time with them this weekend. Carson's really funny too. That was not the only thing we recorded. It was the only thing worth a damn, but it was not the only thing we recorded. But I've got some stuff that I'll use on them whenever they're graduating and crap like that. It was funny though watching him. Courtney and I were sitting on the couch. We were looking over here at the studio and. The kids just kept recording stuff and having fun. And the Carson just looked funny. Even if he had the headphones on, he looks like a little Glenn Beck. Like, he looks just like Glenn Beck. Like, somebody put Glenn Beck in a dryer and pulled him out. So it was so funny watching him over here. And we kept joking with him about that. Of course, he has no idea who Glenn Beck is. But it was pretty funny. This gold right there. I mean... Number one, to say something, I mean, all those kids are great, but to say something about Carson that's going through the whole ordeal of moving again, I don't think you can really put it any better. Moving seems scary until you get there and you settle down, then it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's change. It's change. It's change in anything that we do. You know, whether it's jobs, whether it's, you know, just living in a different part of town, relationships, any of that. I mean, all of it's just different because it's nothing that happens in the flip of a coin. The decision to make a change can happen that way. As a matter of fact, most of the decisions I make, I think, are either off a dice roll, a coin flip, or a card hand. That's generally the way things have gone for me. But I do think there's something cool about that. And getting settled in. I remember it. So last night, we went out. Courtney had some friends that she hadn't seen in forever out in the country. And they were burning trash. And I don't know if that's something you do in your part of the world. So they cleared off some land, actually, and the trees and brush had been there for forever. So they did a controlled burn. And well, what did we do? Grabbed a bunch of beer and let the kids play in the yard and just had a good time. Met this one really cool cat. His name's Lad. Of course, his name's Lad. My name's Chad. We're both out there, both pretty loud, both had a couple of drinks, and anytime we heard anything that sounded something like ad, whether it was Lad, Chad, Dad, whatever, both of us were looking. So my neck's hurting a little bit from turning so much last night. But it was funny. I was sitting there talking to this cat, and, you know, just around Courtney and all of her friends that she just, because of time and schedule, that she hadn't seen in a while, so she was so excited to go out there and hang out with him. And I'm sitting there talking to this cat, and it reminds me of how, you know, going out and meeting new friends again as a kid, you know, you never really stop doing it. You still find yourself in those situations to where you're reaching your hand out and introducing yourself to people and getting to know them. And hopefully you find that one guy somewhere in the classroom that you get along with and have fun with and can relax and like a style. And God knows I found that in this cat last night. So it was a lot of fun. But it kind of got me thinking on this and thinking about what Ryan and Carson were talking about. Yeah, it is once you get settled. But that's not in the coin flip, man. That takes a while. I mean, you may meet somebody real quick, but are your schedules going to be on? You know, are you going to find the place that you want to go? Are you going to be able you know where the gym is, you know, you get so used to your situation. Like, if I want to go run today, where do I go? And falling into your own routine. so funny that we're scared to do that, yet we always complain. Most of the people my age complain about one thing more than anything else, and it is being stuck in a rut. You don't get it both ways, folks. You really don't. So it's kind of refreshing to me to look back and see myself 30 years ago sitting in front of me or across from me from the at this desk speaking into a microphone saying that moving kind of stinks and it's scary. And then when you get settled in, it can be a lot of fun. The lesson there is easy to see. But there's another part of it that I want to bring up to you. It's the last part where they're talking about keeping in touch. Remember a couple of weeks ago when I was probably a little bit too harsh and I ripped on to people for saying that they don't have a lot of free time. I've had a couple of you debate it with me. I've had most people agree with me. But I've had a couple of you debate it with me about your schedules. And when I said, okay, well, tell me what your day or week consists of. And you've gone through it. I can look at you and say, well, why don't you do that? Well, because I'm tired there. Well, so what are you doing there? Well, I use that time to kind of relax and break down the day and rest. It's like, there you go. That's what you use your free time for. It's not a bad thing. It's just realizing that your free time is really out there. So utilize it the best that you can. One of the things that kills me is the whole keeping up with friends. You know, when I moved, we had telephones and we still had to pay this thing called long distance. And then like MCI came along when they were still a telephone company with this cool long distance savings plan. And then the 10-10-321 commercials used to come on where if you dialed that before you dialed your telephone number, you could save $1 a minute on all of your calls. And, you know, cell phones had come out sometime around then, but they were in bags and they cost about 10 bucks a minute to make a call. Your computers, we didn't have email. We didn't have internet. That was we barely had Pong on our computer. So the only way you kept in touch was writing letters. I mean, that's the same technology that my great-great-grandfather used, okay? There was nothing easy about being a kid. The world was still big. The world is so small today. This show is listened to in 8 countries. I got a guy over in England, Mr. Daniel Rigby. Hello, nod to you again, Mr. Daniel. He sends me Facebook messages, and I'm horrible about writing him back, who's been on the show, and he's got listeners and friends of his that listen to the show over there. Tip of the cap to you guys. I appreciate you listening. I mean, the world is a very small place. You have text messaging, and you don't have to pay $4 a minute or dial 10-10-321 star pound before you make a call. It's not the Konami code for phones. Then you get the, like, you FaceTime. I mean, there's a million things you can do. You and a buddy of yours can do your own podcast completely across the world if you wanted to. Transportation's easier. Life is just a different place than it was back then. And it really wasn't that long ago. So I think what's happened, and what I want to bring up to you, is why aren't you better at keeping up with your friends? I'm not talking to those two kids. They're not in this room anymore. I mean you. I mean me. There are those of you that listen to this show that I'm horrible about keeping up with. But you know what's awesome is that fear that I had when I was a kid that you're gonna lose people. I did for a while. Thank goodness to Facebook, I get to come back around to folks again that I really, because of what life was like when we moved away, that I didn't get to keep up with. Kevin McCann and his wife Julie and their daughter Stella, who I think I've mentioned on this show like 18 times, we don't keep up. We don't. But every time we see each other, it's like we just saw each other yesterday. We have one of those special relationships because of the way our family was and the connection that Kevin and I have. And it's awesome. But, you know, so we've kept up through the years just by the grace of God, I guess. But there are guys out there that I haven't from those Traveler's Rest days, Nathan Lord, Will Krapps. And, you know, it's great that things like Facebook has allowed for me to come back around to their lives. Those guys that I talk about in Florence, John, Jason, Daniel, and Breck, I have no idea where Daniel is. I can't even find him on Facebook. But I get to keep up with Jason, John, and Breck's lives and kind of see what's going on with them. And even though that, you know, Breck lives like an hour away, and I keep saying to myself, I'd love to have a drink with this guy because the last time I saw him, we were both underage. You know, it's amazing that we're able to keep up. So if I wanted to call someone, it doesn't cost me $1 million. Hell, if I wanted just to send them a text, it'd be nice. You guys have listened to Hank Thorpe on the show, and if you are a listener to the Fishbowl Radio Network and you've been listening to the show, because our listenership has gone up quite a bit since I've been on Hank's show, and I really do appreciate that of him. He's such a great guy. But that's the thing. You know, Hank and I met in passing, two ships in the night. And we came back around to where our lives like kind of circled back around again to each other because of technology. And yeah, Hank, and I consider Hank a friend. I mean, he is a friend. We are brothers in podcasting. We are friends through a mutual friend, but we've been able to create our own friendship basically through podcasts and text messages. And I know that guy. I know him really well. And when I get out there to Dallas, you can bet we're going to have a few drinks together. And I can't wait to do that. It's nice to live in a world where you can do that now. So why don't you do it? Remember that free time I talked about a couple weeks ago? How hard is it to send a text message? And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because the other day I got a text message from someone out of the blue that I haven't talked to in forever that I think the world of, who lives over in California, that was just like, hey, just wanted to check up with you. I saw something about you and your daughter on Facebook. Don't know if you saw that I got married or not, but my husband and I were sitting around talking about friends, somebody that I was in sales with, and you came across my mind and just wanted to say hello. It was the nicest thing. It was the nicest thing. It took her 15 seconds to type out that text. It really wasn't like that long. And it was just a quick response. Like, dude, great to hear from you. Thank you so much. There's that connection that we have with folks, and it's nice to keep it up because, like I said at the very beginning of the show, you never know who's going to circle back into your life. As a guy that's growing up trying to, not grow out, so he's got this Fitbit, but is trying to kind of expand his horizons a little bit more. It's hard to with kid. It's, you know, you have to try a little bit harder when you don't have all that free time that you used to have. And now that I'm going back into a new job, and you know, I'm coming back around to some of the folks, because it's an industry that I've worked in, I get to come back around to some of the folks that I really do care about. It also means I'm going to come back around with some of the folks that I don't care about. It's the way that life is, but how nice is it to have second chance at relationships and friendships? You know, these stories, I sit around every now and then and I tell stories to Courtney about people that have been in my past that before, you know, I would have thought that you'll never meet them, but she will. I mean, we'll run into the Buchanans one day. I fully feel I'm going to run into Nathan, if you're listening. I fully feel I'm going to run into Nathan Lord one day with her. And I'm going to be able to tell her stories about us growing up and getting in trouble in Miss Linder's class and all that kind of stuff. It's fun off the air when Hank and I talk. I've asked him a few more stories about Jeff and his friends. And as he travels, he keeps up with folks and he comes into town for the day. Daniel over in Europe, when he comes through South Carolina, he's got 15 places he could crash if he needs to. He's got one here at the local bar, I'll tell you that. And it's nice to be able to have that connection because it really opens your world back up. Because this is the real thing. This is what it's all about. Your life's going to change. You're going to move. Things are going to be different. It's going to be scary. And then once you settle into it, it's going to be really fun. It makes it so much easier to settle into it. If you know people, if you push yourself out there, and then what you learn from it, God, it's amazing. It was great sitting back there in the parking lot just a few minutes ago talking with Michael. Kind of going through some, you know, sharing a couple of old war stories, just keeping up with folks, asking them how he and his girlfriend are doing, and wanted to make sure that everybody's doing good. And it's good to hear all the positive things. It's all well and good. A little bit of small talk, that kind of stuff. But it's just nice to be able to surround yourself with a familiar face. And it's a lot easier these days to do that. Not every lunchroom you walk into has to have faces you've never seen before. It's real easy to keep up with folks. It'll do something good for you, too. It'll also allow you to not be so scared the next time a big change comes up because you'll realize that your fears aren't always met. Don't get me wrong. There are people that you want to keep up with for the rest of your life that you won't. Time gets in the way. Distance does not. And time can still be mean. We have to fight it hard to keep that from happening. My best friend in middle school and first year of high school was Jason Tuning. I keep up with him on Facebook. I saw a picture of Jace this morning, him and his son flying back from somewhere. God, his son looks just like a carbon copy of him. I mean, this is the cutest thing. And it was really neat. I haven't talked to that kid in like years. Time's just mean. But I'm glad. I'm glad the opportunity is still there. It's up to me to do something about it. So it's one of those things I need to check off my list and actually do. But what are you doing about it? What are you doing to keep up things? I mean, what are you doing to keep up relationships with your friends and the folks that are out there? And the thing about it is don't think for a second that they may not be missing you, because it could even be just someone that you just thought of or randomly saw on Facebook that hearing from you might just make their day like you would not believe. Try this week. Whoever you just thought of as I've been talking, you've got one day. Reach out to them. Text message, Facebook message, email, telephone call. You got one of those ways to connect with them. Google is a powerful machine. You can find them. Try it. Tell me I'm wrong. Send us a mail, email at the local bar, localbarmail@gmail.com. And let me know if you got a cool story out of doing that. I would love to share that with folks here in the audience next week. I do appreciate you listening. I do appreciate all the positive feedback I've gotten lately. And a lot of you really liking Hank on the show. I appreciate that. Thank you to everybody who's so nice about Courtney being on the show. I appreciate that. Those of you that are Fishbowl Radio Network listeners that have come across the local bar because of Hank's show, I want to thank you for all the kind words that you said. We really do appreciate it here. I am a big fan of Hank's show and Hank himself. That's obvious. I've made that well known. If you have not listened to all of the above radio, it is Hank Thorpe's show over on the Fishbowl Radio Network. You can find it on iTunes at All of the Above Radio. You can find him on Facebook at All of the Above Radio, or All of the Above on Facebook. It is a show that is a great, I'm going to call it an indie music show. I don't know if he's down with that or not. I think he is. But like an indie music show and then a lot of talk. Mom, it's not one you probably want to listen to, but it's a great show. And I appreciate him being such a fan of this one and bringing a lot of you over here. So thank you all. Thank you all so much for joining us. That's your assignment. Yeah, you didn't know you're coming to the bar to get homework this week. Well, if I've got training all week, because, you know, I'm going to be just working hard. I won't be at a bar anywhere or anything like that. You know, you got to do a little homework yourself. Thank you very much. I've got to go pack, or the guy that's riding with me is going to be pissed off. Go find somebody this week. Make their week a little bit brighter. You'd be very, very amazed what it does for yours as well.
Thanks for stopping by the bar. We've picked up your tab, but if you'd like to throw the best bartenders you know a tip, head over to patreon.com/localbar and support the show. Any support is greatly appreciated. If you'd like to drop us a line, send your comments and questions to localbarmail@gmail.com. Thanks again for coming in. See you next week.
Yes, we will see you next week. Probably coming live to you from Atlanta. Watch for that show. Send us a mail. Let us be one of the people you reach out to this week. So go out there and say hello to someone. Make a new friend. Take care.